Take a deep breath. Let yourself arrive here. There is nothing you need to prove right now. Nothing you need to force. Nothing you need to perform. Just listen. For a long time, many men have been taught a lie. They have been taught that if they struggle with porn, compulsion, shame, or desire, it must mean something is wrong with them. That it means they are weak, broken, pathetic, less of a man. They've also been taught that change has to be brutal, that it has to feel hard, that if it feels messy, they are failing, that if they make one mistake, they ruined everything, that they should be ashamed for what gives them pleasure, ashamed of what they desire, ashamed of needing help, ashamed of being human. But those beliefs did not free them. They trapped them. They trapped them in secrecy, in self-hatred, in loops, in years of trying and collapsing and trying again from the same place of private defeat. So let's tell the truth now. You are not broken. You are patterned. And patterns can change. You are not weak. You are conditioned. And conditioning can be interrupted. You are not disqualified because this has been hard. You are human. And humans learn through repetition, emotion, failure, honesty, and experience. That means your humanity is not the obstacle here. It's where growth begins. Say this slowly. My humanity is not an obstacle to growth. Again, my humanity is not an obstacle to growth. And now, I embrace my humanity with love. It is where growth begins. I embrace my humanity with love. It is where growth begins. Good. Now hear this. The fact that you are here matters tremendously. The fact that you bought this reset matters. The fact that you want to change matters a lot. So do not minimize that. A man doesn't invest in change unless something deep inside him is already beginning to move. So, no, you are not still the same. Not fully. Something is already shifting. Maybe quietly. Maybe imperfectly. But it is shifting. And one of the most important things you are learning now is this. Change does not have to be punishment. It can be loving. It can be steady. It can be safe. It can be easier than you were taught. Say this now. It is safe for me to change. Again, it is safe for me to change. and now. Change can be loving, not punishment. Change can be loving, not punishment. Good. Now breathe. Breathe, because self-command is not built through self-hatred. It is built through evidence. Evidence that you can pause, that you can notice, that you can choose differently. Evidence that a slip doesn't destroy you, that you can return. And evidence that you can trust yourself more than you used to. That is what self-trust is. Not fantasy, not hype, not performance. Evidence. Small, repeated evidence. That means every clean decision matters. Every interrupted spiral matters. Every honest page you fill out matters. And every breath you take instead of disappearing matters. Every time you choose not to attack yourself matters. This is how identity changes. Not through one dramatic moment, through repetition, through truth, through staying with yourself. Now say this: small clean actions rebuild trust. Again, small clean actions rebuild trust. And now say this: I am becoming someone I can trust. Say it again: I am becoming someone I can trust. Good. Now let's go deeper. You are worthy of love. Not once you fix everything. Not once you become perfect. Not once you finally stop having conflict. Now. Now you are worthy of love. As you are. In process. In growth, in your humanity. I want you to say this now: I am worthy of love. Again, I am worthy of love. You are. And now say this: I am loved, I love myself, and that is not something to be ashamed of. I am loved, I love myself, and that is not something to be ashamed of. And let that sink in. You are loved. You should love yourself. And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. A lot of men secretly believe that loving themselves is arrogance, that kindness towards themselves is weakness, that compassion means letting themselves off the hook. No, Real self-respect is not indulgence. It is alignment. It is honesty. And treating yourself like someone whose life matters. And your life matters. It does. Now I want you to say this. I can enjoy what I like without being controlled by it. Again, I can enjoy what I like without being controlled by it. That matters, because this is not about making you less alive, less sexual, or less human. It's not about becoming fake. It is just about becoming free. It's about relating to what you like consciously. Without compulsion, without secrecy running your life, without shame defining your identity. And when that happens, life opens. You get your energy back. You get your focus back. And you will get your peace back. You become more available for your work, your goals, your body, your relationships, your honesty, your future. And maybe most importantly, you begin to feel more normal. Not because desire vanished, but because war with yourself begins to soften. Now say this. I can fully embrace the whole range of myself without thinking negatively about it. Again, I can fully embrace the whole range of myself without thinking negatively about it. And now say this. I am becoming more grounded, more human, and more at ease with myself. I am becoming more grounded, more human, and more at ease with myself. Good. Now breathe those truths inside of yourself right now. You don't need to become a robot or become flawless. You don't need to never struggle again in order to trust your direction. You are allowed to be a human being learning self-command. A human being making progress. A human being becoming more honest. A human being becoming more grounded. A human being becoming more capable of choice. And that is enough. That is more than enough. So from this place, say, I am not my pattern. I am not my worst moment. I am learning how to choose. I am becoming someone I respect. I am becoming someone I trust. I am already changing. And let that settle in. And now one final truth. The man you want to become is not far away in some fantasy future. He is built in moments like this. In how you speak to yourself, in how you recover, in how you choose, in how you stay. So honor this moment. Honor the fact that you are here. Honor the fact that something in you refused to give up. And keep going. One honest day at a time. One cleaner choice at a time. One piece of evidence at a time. This is how self-command becomes real. And that is how self-trust returns.